I took you to the wedding. We're David's wedding. I took you. I didn't remember which car we went into. That's what it was. You came with me, right?
Yeah.
Whose wedding?
It was Reb Reuven's grandchild.
They were just there.
We're here in Lakewood. That in Mouth Mouth. Where David was. Reb Reuven was there. But I watched it called. So I went on a trip. You were there. I went on a trip with David. Yeah, sure. I remember. It just happened a few weeks ago. Was it 3 months ago? It was a year ago already. But I remember. I'm sure I told him over. It was our kite. I asked him about our kite. Okay, let's go. An Israeli secular court. Remember that?
Right. And he asked him. I remember that.
You remember his answer?
He answered something very short and whatever.
Just tell you everybody goes. Remember that? Just tell you everybody goes. It was Reb Reuven's grandson. Okay, Mishtabura, we'll start. Come on. Okay, now you take it. I can't give up
on that.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay, so slowly, because there's a lot of product. So you're splitting money, giving portions, different portions.
He doesn't want to complaining about the size.
Even though it has to be Shavuos, so obviously I don't really understand what the gyrel is about. But anyways, we'll soon see.
They complain this was a little bit bigger. Not bad, simple.
That's the story because it's anyway Shavuos. That's what it means. You mean it's anyway Shavuos, but they're gonna complain because I never really understood this. Yachalat the gyrel loy milamishiat the gyrel plenty yachelu plenty shaloi. Who she yachalakim Shavuos? So if the chalakim hashav when you're gyrel for. What's the story of the guy?
I think he was using a measuring tape when he cut the piece of cake.
So that's the pshat. As long as there's shava, which means more or less.
He's right. The parents are officially shava and the kids all fight over.
All fight over which is bigger. All right.
I just bought this music machine tape playing in my house almost the whole day.
I mean, there's a story like this.
Story,
yeah. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Ushi achalakim shava, mei noisa lukadei lashmoisam, that they shouldn't fight. So they'll hatl kina b'nei. Aval im acherim, but if it's not b'nei beisa, then it becomes us. Kimishmak pidim zalze yavoyli demidim mishkel. They're going to start measuring it. You hear how far it goes? They're going to measure it. So therefore, you have a problem because midim mishkel turns into a problem of ksiva, and ksiva turns into a problem of mechamemkin. Mechamem turns into a problem of ksiva. B'chuli. And we're soon going to learn this mishtabur is a little different than what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So keep in mind. And what's the reason? The reason is shlo yavoyli de midu mishkol. Avlitim manak daila kineged manak tana. Ulahatul gair aleim afilu benevesai osasur ubechayil. What about a regular weekday? Are you allowed to do that in the house? Osam mishum kubi. You're not allowed to do it because you're making like a lottery. And kubi is masachah bekubi. Masachah bekubi is a shayil of asmachta lekanya, and therefore it's a type of zeil and it's osur and v'chuli v'chuli. Okay, as they state in halacha, we're going to attack these every part of this halacha. So. Just I want the Eilim to get that law. Keep on reading. V'yeshayim second shita. I feel I'm going to get a connected tana. V'yeshayim akpidim, because it's only just, you know, so it's not a real Masachah Bikuvian, it's not a real Gzairin, it's not a real problem, and neither Mishkels, because they're not really Makbid. What about if they are really Makbid? All right, you have to say that they're probably not deep down.
We don't hold the Masachah
We're going to talk about. I don't understand how you talk in the Mishaburas and bring. It's mutter. There's not a Masachah Bikuvi.
We hold that it's only if it's that
Avada, Vas Retman. I don't understand. It's a pellet to me that the Mishabura, I'm going to speak that out later. I asked this. I used to walk around asking this kashas to people. I don't understand this. We paskin, the Ramah says clearly, I'll show it to you in Shulchan Aruch Mishabura. This is mutter. It's not Masachah Bikuvi. How you talk in the Mishabura and say one word about it. It makes like it's us here. I don't know. All right, we'll soon see. V'yeshayimim, the banim nei beisay mutl hatol gaira filo amanim daila kinegat tam nei shemek pidim haga. Also hatol gaira b'shabbos, which is the side of the halachi, and I'll make a gaira on Shabbos, and this is a filo de any yehudis. A gairalus hataka off limits. Yeah, klar, good, okay. Exactly what the shear is about.
The question is how to do it.
Exactly. I can go home already.
I didn't say any answers.
Okay,
I
so
just
let
know
me.
Know that all those bunch of people ask different times.
Okay, so
like
that's
different.
So that's what I'm going to paskin. I'm going to paskin. Of course, you know it's going to be mutabani, right? Okay. So we'll get it. We'll get it straight. If you had the Ovitz Abun in my house, it'd be awesome. If you make it in Barabim, it's mutter. So let's see inside. Okay, let's see the halacha inside. Hachalakim, okay, so you understand, Rabbi Yitzhak, I got the halachas. So in the house, when it's shava, it's mutter according to the first daya. And according to the second daya, right, even if it's not shava, there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. We'll soon discuss how we paskim. I just want to first get everybody to make sure that you understand Vashteta. All right, so that's clear. Now, what about Acherim? In Acherim, it's always us. We'll discuss what the case of Acherim, what happens if they're in your house, what happens if they're sitting at your Shabbos table, is that also Acherim? Let's say I want to make a raffle between a few groups of kids. I have my brother's children by me. Is that also Nichla? We'll talk about this.
Why come to the first sheet that isn't a problem?
Why isn't there? Because they're not really makbis. It's not real.
So
Mishnah Berurah explains. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Halakim Shavim. Go ahead. Since you married, you read the Mishnah Berurah, so you've cut your test. The bezeh ain shayich shum isser shal shchikas kubya. Kima shay mishtaka idea gayru. No problem. Not really gain. So, in other words, the takon is gayru. This is not a gayru. Well, you don't really win. So it's not really called a gayru,
right? Everyone's winning. Because officially the dessert piece is all the same. It's just everybody thinks that's bigger. You want first choice.
Everyone gets
so
one.
You really
get it.
Schar.
Schar. You're not gaining. So it's in your head. So what's it's a gayru? It's a game. It's not a real zach. Okay. Keep in mind this halacha.
I'm just doing a couple of times. There's makan bowl in middle of mishkan.
Why?
Yeah, well, there's nothing to measure.
Okay, we'll talk about it. But that's the shaila. Maybe the asim gayru. That's part of the shir. All in the shir. We're going to talk about all the pratim. Honestly, I don't have a. I don't chap so much the gedarim of the sugya, but I'll speak them out. Meaning, I'll speak out what bothers me in the sugya. Okay. Anyways, kimish makpidim. Now, ulchal b'li gairul. What about stam to be mechalik? Maybe they'll be fighting over portions and they'll sit and measure it. What's that do gairul? Plus, the girls are tummed with them. Says the Mishabur, the Mistam Amrina Shem Akpidim. Because if it doesn't come lead Gairil, they're probably not that Makpid. But if they want to be Matal Gairil, obviously they're each other's throats to the point that they'll matter Gairil. So therefore, Yechazin the Makpidim. Mafilim, Heim Shechainu Loi, B'nei Chabura. B'nei Chabura. How would you translate B'nei Chabura? I tell you, B'nei Chabura is the Taich. Let's say they're in Yeshiva. B'nei Chabura. Or they're going away on a trip, for example. It's a group. Yeah? So group is, that's called B'nai, that's how I understood B'nai Chabura. And Shechein are neighbors. So I feel them Shechein, but not B'nai Chabura. The Derech Stam Shechein, Gelak B'nai Elu Aleilu.
For example, Chabura for sure is less.
No, Chabura is less. Chabura is less. Shecheinim is Yem Makbid. Chabura is friends. We're a group. So what are you going to, I'm going to fight over you that you got a bigger piece of chicken. But if it's Shechein, it's to the throat, it's to the Din Tyrus. Must be a lake with Shechein. Anyways, it's on tape, okay, I'm sorry. But kids, V'loi b'nei chaburach, the deros tam Shechein, l'hak b'nei l'aleilu, mekal makaim, le'asur, abon l'chalek, b'li gair. What's the tight? So I understood the vod, this vod. This is not the story. This is the gair. I gairul by bnei bayis. So the word is certain gairul is mutter, because otherwise shechein ma'makbit. So what do you have from it? Shechein ma'makbit. So they'll come lidei midah mishkal. So you should have the gzeira. Teretz says they only say they gairul unless you say it's because that obviously that shows ultra makbit. Or you say faket. I don't know. I'm not sure. No, it was the Pshas could be the acid Gairel. This simon is not about Makbin and Midam Mishkel.
I'm trying to get it back.
To Gairel. That's what I'm trying to say.
He keeps trying to get it back to Midam.
Right. He tries to get it into the Tamak Zayir, and I'm trying to maybe Magda like a brisker that it's a Din Gairel. And that's why I told you, I'm not Klar the Hagdar. This is the Lomnus Chabayse of the Sugya. The Lomnus of the Sugya is it about. No, because you'll soon see that it's not so pashut. Because the Bialacha speaks about B'nai Chabura, who are so makbar on each other, might be also even without Chabura, even without Gairul. and grada, you'll see a beautiful bir halacha that says that if the chabura is so makbar on each other to this point, yitaka shouldn't be part of them. Shouldn't be part of the chabura. But not because of that. Not because of rishis, of binam b'chaver. Because you might come to have gairil and mish me the mish. So you come and tell people, you know what, I can't be part of your chabura because I might come l'day. Me the Mishkalat Shabbos. It's the Bi'al Achas. Rabbi said, I can't really do the reading for you. You know, if I sat and read every Mishnah Berurah with you, we would get out. So let's read the Mishnah Berurahs, please. Read them. I'm just giving you quick, you know, the points of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? But this is a good Vart. Is the Pshat, is the Gzeira, is the Mido Mishkal? Or is the Gzeira Gair, the Asad Gair? So by Shechenim, so either the Pshat by Shechenim is, it's not going to come since they're not making Gairul. So even if the makbid chad al hasheni, it's not going to come to such an extent. Like Dilma, even if it would, that's not the gzeira. The gzeira is gairul. That's it. Wherever it's not gairul, it's mutter. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kim shmakpidim, I am Mishnah Berurah. Mashakasav umimogen Avram. Yeah. Actually, I think he's going on the front on the next one. Is it possibly going on the next one? No, this could be it. Kim shmakpidim. So let's see, Mishnah Berurah. I am Mishnah Berurah. Mashakasav umimogen Avram. You see? See the Berlacha? That it's possible, even without a girl, it should be also, because since they're Makbid, this Svara, yeah? The Chayshina Shiavoyu Lahaske Shemi the Mishkal. Mizaskim Shem 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 Gamets Mishtatus Banoshim Ke'ela and Kedaila Chatkhila. You see it? The Mitaych Shehem Regilum Lishal Tadech Michaver Vadi Avoy Lishal Gam Shab Ziyantiv Umitaych Akpadas and Eilal El Yavli de Mido Mishkal. Here was Tutsachabto. The Gam Etzim Haish. You're not supposed to. So, in other words, you're not allowed to go on a trip, as I state. Halacha Lamaisa. You're not allowed to go on a trip with a group of guys. I'm saying that they're Kabdonim, that they're such a Karga Meshuggah Namenshi. You're not allowed to go on a trip with them. That's it, as I state. No?
That's so
Benimtsa. It's plenty Benimtsa. Because in your circles, it's not Benimtsa because you're a tzaddik. Bachim are okay.
Bachim go on trips, they argue plenty.
They argue plenty.
The food comes l'rayv.
You mean if the food is not l'rayv, then they'll fight over a piece of kugel. So then there's a problem, Takin. Okay, Rabbi, so read the Bi'alacha quickly. Let's get through it, and let's move on. Because he's mesupik. I think at the end he's not even so clear if it's takas or not, because he says this vort, that maybe it has to be dafka yidei gairu. Even if the svara is that they can come with the mishkal. But they didn't ask. They only asked the gairul. That's what you're saying. This is the lum. This gairul. That's it. But you see by chaverim b'nei chabur that our makbid is worse than shcheinim. So good. That's the vats. They only asked gairul. Whatever it is, they only asked gairul. But by b'nei chabura, if the attack of stingy, difficult people, A, you shouldn't go with them. Zuktem Mishnah Berurah. And B, even without gairul. Without Gairul, you now be Mechalik Manas. Unbelievable, huh? So let's say they're fighting in the yeshiva over Ashtiklov over the Kugel. You're not allowed to do it. I don't know. That's what bothers me about this Sif. Like, Kemat, nobody talks about it. It's like almost unheard of halacha.
In high school, Shabbos.
What?
So you're sitting at the Shabbos table with 10 guys. Everyone's very much.
They're fighting. I want to take the straw.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Or in the yeshiva,
yeah. If there's this little food and they're fighting over the chalt, maybe you're not allowed to do it. What are you looking at me? What did I say?
No.
That's what it says. You're taking it in, huh? You're not going to find that. I know the swarm don't bring it down. Maybe they're ashamed to bring it down.
There,
what?
Ask the Pelzels over there.
I'm saying normally in Yeshiva.
About the chant in Tulsa, Cleveland?
There's something called
Helzel. Helzel, you know what Helzel is. That's what they put in the chants. Kishka type. It's a type of but Helzel's real. Helzel's the real Kishka.
In Cleveland, they made it with flour and ketchup.
Okay, but the official Helzel is because it comes from, because they have to copy what it was in Tulsa.
The real Kishka is illegal.
It's illegal, but it's called Helzel. Helzel is considered the regular Kishka. They used to put Helzel in the Kishka, in the chalt. You could get it. That's a shral, avada. They claim it's extremely unhealthy because all the blood All the blood, all the dirt goes through, all the chemicals. I tell you, it's extremely unhealthy. All right, Shane. Akasha Hamaisa. What? The what?
I asked him.
I can't eat what?
I asked him. It's good.
What, Helzel?
It tastes good.
What do I don't remember as a kid. They used to serve it when I was a kid. I don't know. It was definitely ugly. Extremely ugly stuff. It's real kishka. It means you see the intestine. It's pretty ugly stuff. Okay, the kids are on my side. Let's go right them.
And usually in a yeshiva, you don't have someone giving it up. Unless maybe whatever, there's someone, you know, behind the serving table.
Okay, so they'll fight over the food, I'm telling you.
Depends.
It makes it worse, not better. It's like the wash in here is only with chalik, and if it's... Six guys just doing
amongst themselves. No, Bishutvis, any chiluk, it's also avada. Osli de mita. Osli de mita. They're going to sit there and be mocked, but you got a bigger piece, I got a smaller piece.
Yeah,
let's go.
I was going to say, why are you taking that big piece? Let's measure and decide how.
You want to know, so we're going to learn now in a few minutes that if they make a shutvis, if a girdle between themselves over something, the father's making the girdle here. But if, let's say, between themselves, the brothers make a girdle, it's usher.
Yeah, but I'm showing,
but it's Asi De Mida. You see,
are
you without a Gairul? That's what I'm showing from this Bir Halacha. Listen, I'm not going to come and tell you that B'nai Torah are going to kill each other over a piece of cake, but the Bir Halacha is talking, so you have to.
I don't know if that's called Mechalik. It's called Mechalik.
It's not a question of Mechalik. The question is, they're going to come there to measure who got more and who got less. B'nai Chabura Makpidim Echral Hasheni becomes a problem.
Never seen anyone start measuring.
Huh?
Never happened. You
want the dormitory? So what should I do? Okay, let's go by them. Okay.
Okay, fine,
I don't makpid is makpid, ich weiß. You're saying the whole takana doesn't apply today. Because no, when I, maybe it was in the old days, the food was so scarce that they had to fight over food to the point that they measured it. Ich weiß, what should I tell you? What should I tell you? I don't know what to tell you. Mida has to be dafka with a tape measure. Maybe mida means here. You got the size of a fork, and I got the size of a spoon. That's also maybe a shayla mida, huh? Mida's also no. So if they measure you, you got 4 inches and I got 6 inches, and they measure it. I don't know. What should I tell you? Well, my sister is a Mishnah Berurah. It says if they're makbid to the point that they'll ask each other, how you tachin, you got bigger, I got smaller. It's a problem. No? They state Mr. Bruce. You want to say it's not in Gibbs Mass. Alright, Kenzai.
Maybe 6 grade.
I'll call upon him. 6 grade. People, there are people.
Yeah, the bigger baby.
Do mains taka. You could be in college and still be a 4th grader. Come on, let's go by. Was that the son of the faith? You know, old men are babies with white hair. What are old men? Okay, let's go by then. Vushia Chalakim Shavim. Right? So, what state the Mr. Bruce up? Zel, say hi nushly limchal chavera afal dover muut. Olahatl gairl, hi nu demishi iske begirl yitak dailamish is chayla yitlaktanu bechlach schikas kubium mamish. What is kubium? Mashim sakim beits. It's dice, whatever, kubium. The kubium avag zela, midivrem, right? She ain't died till hackness bikini gamu, lach yas af bechil. Bad, malapais, and they basically shy gazel cloud, whole thing with gazel. It's my food, and I give whoever I want to give. What's that, Gazel? Shari HaKosh, let me call. Come on, so let's go to Suche B'Kubiyam HaKherim. Because you might come, L'Kubiyam HaKherim. Right? B'Kherim B'Vad Y'Otsa B'Chayel. B'Kosh came B'Shabbos. The Kubiyam Dami L'Mekka Chumemke. Kubiyam Dami L'Mekka Chumemke. Now, I'll tell you the embassy. He's not 100% wrong, and that's what I told you. I don't have that dar of this. So, you know, I told you the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah say something different. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Mida u'Mishkal. The Mishnah Berurah talks about Kubiyah Dami L'Mekka Chamemke. Kubiyah and Dami L'Mekka Chamemke could be by a Mechalik, where I have to give out. And the question is, who gets what? So I have to make a Gairul who gets what. But Mida u'Mishkal is really a Sugya, nothing to do with Mechalik. It has to do with if you makbid, you'll measure. Could be by Kubya, it's a sugi by a Mechalik Dafka. But you'll soon see from the Mishnah Berurah not that way. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not 100% sure what exactly. On my notes, you know how I start this whole sif? From here. Well, this was just, just the Mishnah Berurah and the reading of the Mishnah Berurah. It starts on my notes from right here. Mesachik here. Shulchan Aruch Yavadei Mishkal Amida. Mishnah Berurah Saif Chabez Adam Lamech Chamemker. It's not the exact words. It's not the, one thing is mido mishkal. Another thing is part of nichol and the gzeir of mekach memker. And you'll soon see why I'm mechalik like this. Because okay, you'll soon see what I want. Keep in mind the dummy lemekach memker. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah Vayta. You see what's going on here? Yeah, Chav Gimel. She'ei makpidim, she'reihu noyselem hakol mishaloi. Yeah, ladies, it's not kedai. I'm telling you, it's beautiful shit. Today is mamish. It always is beautiful, but I have to say it every day. So, you see the chilek, the Shulchan Aruch talks about me, the mishkol. Now look at the next Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting. In the next Mishnah Berurah, even speaks it out that way. Kilu like that. This taka two and yonim. She'ei makpidim. She'ei unayslam kama shalai. The second thing. It's kilu. It's like two different sugyas.
It does make two things.
So
it's two
things. Tire is no. No, he doesn't mean choil here.
No, even on Shabbos,
there's a mesache bekuvia. Mesache bekuvia.
Says the kol shekem b'Shabbos to daima l'makach l'makach.
Yeah.
You don't say because there's a
chash
that you'll do
me the mishkal. Right. And then he talks later. This is going on the Emak Pidim.
Why can't you
be
referring to the
chel
problem?
I don't know. It's not mashma Emak Pidim is the chel problem. Avlim Achem Aser is because a Shabbos. This goes back to Shabbos. This is not going back to Chayil.
The Shulchan Aruch said there's two problems. There's a problem with Yidin Mishkal and a problem with Kubyuk.
Right, good.
Either, so on Shabbos,
no, Shulchan Aruch never said Kubyuk. Shulchan Aruch said, also we should Kubyuk later.
Yeah.
Al Tchayil. Yeah. But on Shabbos is the Sugi Kubyuk?
Shabbos is not a heter of Kubyuk.
Not a question of a heter. I'm saying
right,
different Kuda.
In the beginning, the first case, why did he say it's Mutter?
He said the problem of Kubi is Alts Mekach Memker. He's saying a whole new sugya. My kasha is Kubi is about Chol. Mishmur says Kubi is about Shabbos Mekach Memker.
That's an additional problem.
Yes, good. I'm telling you that he made that up. Meaning that's not the Shulchan Aruch.
He's adding it on.
First case, what happened to
Kubi? Mishmur has to add his own Xerius. What are you talking about? Shtei me the Mishkal. Mishmur comes and makes the sugya of Masach Bekubi out of Alts Mekach Memker. He says it clearly. B'Shabbos the Kub.
Tire
says Ukal Shkei B'Shabbos. The Kubi Dami Lamech Memker. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. This he made up. This is a made up thing.
Okay.
Now you don't have a problem that the Mishnah Berurah made up something. It doesn't bother you. It bothers me very, very severely.
What does that have to do with
the Gam Kubi Enkai in Chav Gimel? In Chav Gimel, you see that Bechlal is a sugya.
If you want to be matter on Shabbos, you have to take care of the problem of Kubi also.
Assuming there is a problem of Kubi. I'm just telling you
there's no problem of Kubi on Shabbos. Who said it? Mishnah Berurah said it, but where does it come
from?
There's
a problem of Kubi
before. Yeah, but he's not talking about She'ei Makpidim. The She'ei Makpidim is Shabbos. This is a sugi about Shabbos now.
I understand. Every Shabbos has two problems. There's one problem with the Mishko and the problem of Kubi.
Right.
That's the state in Shulchan Aruch.
Correct. Mr. Bura borrows that kubia from Chayil, which
and
is a
creates a new Shabbos.
Shabbos dig a kubia
out of Mekka.
Fine, but when the Shulchan Aruch is matter on Shabbos, he's matter both the Shabbos.
Okay, so leave that alone. So but you see that the Mr. Bura added kubia to Shabbos? What are you nuking me about?
Okay, so you have a problem.
The only time you'll find.
This is not even a dig. This is an aral adiris.
The only time this is beautiful. The only time the Mishnah Berurah brings in kuvya is in the case of gadol
al-kata.
And that's the only time the Shulchan Aruch.
Of course, it changed the sugya. Because if kuvya is a sugya of mekach memker, now you have to go into mekach memker on Shabbos. It's a whole different sugya.
That's the case of gadol al-kata.
A different sugya, but it's who said it's a whole different sugya mekach memker on Shabbos.
But that's not the whole sugya. Mishnah
Berurah
never said that's the whole sugya.
Mekach u'memkach Shabbos becomes a new sugya. There's two sugyas here now. The Mishnah Berurah went from...
Forget
about Chayil. Leave Chayil alone for now.
Mishnah Berurah has two cases. One is where all the pieces are shaveh, and there he says it's not a problem. It doesn't speak about the problem.
Are you masking that the word Mesachik Bikuvya and Mekach u'memkach is two different sugyas? Mesachik Bikuvya is a Chayilika problem. So the word Kubya is not found at all. Like Abi Shabbos, it's Geirul, which is, has to do with Midum Mishkal. And the Mishnah Berurah made it into Mechel Memkin.
For some reason, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah only bring down Kovya in the case of Gadol and Katan. Otherwise, they don't bring it down. They don't discuss it.
Whatever. Is Gairil a case of Kovya, yes or no?
It depends.
It doesn't depend. It says clearly, Yukash came to Shabbos.
So why in the first case, I'm Chalak with my Beisah didn't...
So that's what I just pointed out, that you see that it has nothing to do with Kubi on Shabbos. It has to do with Midu Mishkal on Shabbos. It's a different sugya. You see clearly that the sugya is Midu Mishkal on Shabbos, and then there's a sugya of Issa Kubi on Chayil. And the Mishnah Berurah makes it, there's a Kubi which is a Mecha Chomemaker. He adds a whole new ingredient into the sugya, which makes big nafkaminas. Because now you have to go through the sugya of Mecha Chomemaker on Shabbos. It's not only Midu Mishkal, it's different Gzeira. It's two different Gzeiras. Mecha Chomemke is an Issalt Kaisiv. I mean, the Mishkal is a different Isser, something else. Meaning, it's revolved around Kaisiv, it's not Mecha Chomemke. I mean, the Mishkal is not doing Mecha Chomemke. Okay, we'll soon see. Let's go further. What about the Chalk Mishal Ma'asim? Mon Osir Monagdel Negamonagtana. And the truth is, I have a very big problem. You ever see the way they give out snacks and stuff? And they go 1 to 10. Eh? I don't know what the heter is. I honestly don't know what the heter is. I mean, I do have a shtickle heter. I mean, when I say honestly, I don't mean honestly. I'm dishonest about being honest. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chav Gimel. So how could you do 1:10?
That's the
Yesh Oimer. The Yesh Oimer is saying, the Imban of Ibn Ebesi Mutal Hatul Geirel. I feel I'm, that's he with his Ban of Ibn Ebesi.
Yeah, so
a
father could say one.
But Bishal Atzmon is Osir.
And I want to say,
wait a minute, wait a minute. And Grada, we paskin like the first Shita. The Prima Gadim, the Klalim. This is one of my big shilas. How do we paskin it? Mice, how do you pass? You pass like the first shita or the second
prima
one?
Like the first
it's not the prima gadim. The klalim of the prima gadim in our chayim klal lamedalid and hakdama to klali apsak lamedalid. He says clearly that whenever there's a stam and a yeshayimim, we pass like the stam. Whenever the mechaber brings a stam and a yeshayim, we pass like stam. First prima gadim klal lamedalid. So chayre, it's only mutter when it's shava. So when it's not shava, it becomes also even by the balabas. So if a father has two, so if the father has two, a big and a small, and he goes 1 to 10, 4, you know, I'll do that on Shabbos.
On chayre also.
On chayre, yeah, maybe. And a chanami on chayre also. Maybe, maybe. I don't hold that the whole halacha is true anyway in kubi. I mean, I hold it's Ramon Shachnar that this is all not kubi anyway. We don't paskal like this mechaber. Are you asking good tekashes? And the Teretz is like the Lechami, I'll make a Chinese auction either. We'll see, I'll make a Chinese auction.
What's
Kubya? We're going to soon learn this. That's why you have to be a little patient, and I'll show you that Kubya, maybe it's not just 1 to 10. Kubya's a little more serious than just 1 to 10. Okay, we're gonna do the next Mr. Burr. Okay. I wanted
it's
to
a
give.
Game
I want. No, it's not a game. It's
Kobe
a serious thing.
Someone could lose.
I want to give out. Well,
there you can lose. I mean, you don't. Right. No,
she lose. I'm telling you.
You gain something. You don't have no.
The big and the small. I want to know if I want to give you the big or the small.
You don't have either.
When you gamble, you're putting money in, and if you lose, more.
This is not gambling. What does that do? Gambling here.
You can't walk home with less.
Rabbi, this is not about gambling. It's mechalik manis. You're talking about a father who's giving out to a candy to his children.
This is different than kubya. This is not a case.
But you're saying it's different. Shulchan Aruch says not like that. Shulchan Aruch says it's kubya. Shulchan Aruch says awesome. And on Shabbos it's avad also. Even if you hold it's a mut on the al tzkubi, it's also on Shabbos. Goy rules also.
So all these raffle tickets.
You have a number.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't know 1 to 10 is.
It happened to my family.
I got to do 1 to 100.
First guy always gets 5.
You know what the mile of 1 to 10 is? By me, well, they always lose. It's not shy for them to win. Like I give them.
The
yeah, change the number. Yeah, no, wrong. And by the time they go around. If I drained them a cup. No, it was a... the one who, and also the one who you want to win always wins, you know. That's the mile of 1 to 10.
So that's not
Masachim the Kuvia. It's not Masachim the Kuvia anyway. It's Masachim Ma'ilodim. I'm playing with the kids' minds, you know. Okay, Rabbi. So what's talking the head to Masachim? It's Geirul. What's the head to Geirul? Okay. Kitzah. Lahatl Geirel. Okay. So you know what? We'll do the next Chav Dalit. It's like almost like a new sugi because he goes into Aliyas about raffling off Aliyas. So and Shabbos and Yontif. That's the next one after that. Chav Hei is Shabbos and Yontif might be Mutter. So let's stop here for a second and then get back to it at the end of the shiur. Let's start taking apart now what it says. So Mechalik Libnei Beisai. Money's B'Shabbos. So what's B'nei Beisai? So the first shiloh is what happens if a balabas? He's giving his things, right? And he has kids in his house that are sleeping by him for Shabbos or sitting around his table. Would that be considered in the klal of B'nei Beisai because they're not really makpidim? Or fakir, that's a klal of Avol Macherim Osir. The Svara L'chaira is in Macherim that it means that they have akpada, like people at your table don't have akpada really in what you give them. I mean, you give them whatever you give them. Makbid, you can tell me that your son's friend is makbid that you gave him a smaller or a bigger piece. It's not
makbid.
No, what I mean to say is it's imacherim is when you have a right to taina. Mashenke b'nei beisa, it's nothing. What do you hear? Unless you see taka, but if it's not shava, it's metal kinah b'neiim. So maybe chai kinah b'neiim when it's not your children. I'm not. It's not clear here. Halacha l'maisa. I told you that we passing like the first shita, and it comes out halacha l'maisa. Are you allowed to raffle off a bigger and a smaller? Are you allowed to do that? Yeah. If to your children, I'm sorry, a bigger and a smaller l'chayr is aser. A shava b'shava, which means more or less the ice creams are equal, then it would be mutal b'nei beisa. What about people sitting at your table? I don't know. Now I had another shayla also. What happens if they're shava b'shava in size, but they're different colors? I'm raffling off the cherry one, over the different flavored ones. What would that be? What?
Huh?
That you're saying is more makpid. That might be cut and gadol. You hold it in the matzias l'chayra, yeah? Okay, good. I'm just learning. What? There's no midah mishkal. That's what I was thinking.
That's good.
No, I'm asking. That's really what my shaila is. I wrote here. Well, there's no midah mishkal. Right? That's and that lafkuvia
that
maybe.
Nafkamina
between the two sugyas, yeah. Totally, it needs hakdara. Maybe by the colors is a little different. Colors might be a little different. So colors might be a little different because there's no midah mishkal. Mashen kein and a chamam. Al tzmeka chamem can maybe attack us closer, but al midah mishkal might be a little different. So you see, it's an ander sugya. Okay. Now, I told you about 1 to 10. So what do you do with the 1 to 10? So let's take a look. The Mishnah Berurah talks about two types of geirel. A little serious and a little less serious geirel. Lahatul geirel, hainu, chavdalit. He says that for Aliyas, you can make a pius, and he brings a raya from Mishaych and Mizayrik. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to make a pius. So how could you ask a pius on Shabbos? You see that they did it. Now, I would have answered Pashit, Eishwas B'mikdash, and then it's Negev Avoida, and what's all that? Giving out candies is the same thing, but the Meshubber makes it a whole Zach. It's a whole Bialach about it, Mechtesan, and then, okay. Lamais, that's the Raya, alright? V'ayim B'nei Zakai, the Shebe Shem Shosyankiv, Shemash V'einu Mutirak L'hat L'Goyer Mitei Chasei. Now, I'm not really sure what it is, but it's more or less a book thing. And you open up the book, and if it turns into this page or that page or this, even numbers, what?
1 to 10.
Oh, so wait a minute. So that's mutter. Avlahatul geirel tepiskois, which is like a more serious type of geirel. Go ahead, read. Go ahead. No. Shenichtu v'mer Shabbos. Matil bekalfi. They put it in a box. Mishas. Oh, sir. So you see, it's more serious. So maybe the 1 to 10. It's a shvacha gairo.
What's if a guy has a box of cards? So that you buy, and he just pulls
that's
out
the
a
case.
Name.
That's what they all bring. That's one of the cases. That's from here they get it. Oh, so we have to talk about it.
Even though he's not raffling it off,
we talk about it.
He's not saying whoever.
Right. But whoever comes out gets the watcher call.
Even though he's just doing it himself.
I'm saying I'll do it. According to this,
the guy has the box. Who's he supposed to call up? He takes out
a card.
Shadis on a card or Shadis on
the Tardis Nishtan like the Mishnah Bura. It's an Issa Gairo.
Wait, is it the Skyus or the Nishtan?
It's an Issa Gairo.
Because?
Because you're choosing the guy through taking out something out of a cow, out of a box.
Who is?
Huh?
So
Chinese auction are weak there. I'm talking about Shabbos. You wouldn't be allowed to pull out.
Not
Gairul. It's the Gairul. This is the case.
So
Issa
Gairul is not on Shabbos.
Yeah, read that loch inside. Yeah, you know, he has to read Chav Dalet.
That's not
the point. That's the Gzeirus Gairul. The Gzeirus Gairul. The Gzeirus
Gairul, but not on Shabbos.
It is on Shabbos. Gzeirus Gairul is on Shabbos. This is talking about Shabbos. You're allowed to raffle off things in the weekdays. It's Shabbos.
Where?
The sugi is about Shabbos.
Why? So where did that come from all of a sudden?
Because he's going back on the case of Lahatl Gairul.
Where did Stam be making girl and not be Mechalik anything?
That's Rabbanan, that's a Gzer Rabbanan that you might come with a Midah Mishkel. And this is what I wanted to say, by the Tzvayim can't be worse. What do you say, there's no Midah Mishkel? Was there a Midah Mishkel over here? You see Gairul Zossi, when there's no Midah Mishkel. What do you mean? You're measuring the guy according to the Ali against? What? No? What's wrong? Huh? You don't hear it?
I hear it.
It's Givaldic. Me the Mishkel.
I'm able to follow.
It's me the
like
Mishkel.
Coming in the middle of Losh, which I know you're talking about.
Okay. Me the Mishkel. Me the Mishkel. Okay, so Mekitza, you see from here that Gairul Zossi, unless you say, like we said before, that it has to do with Mecha Chamemker. It's nichlal in giving a guy through a gairul, so it's nichlal in mekach memke, which is a chiddush. But that's what it says here.
Therefore what?
And therefore even has nothing to do with the mishkel. I'm saying, well, chayre, you have to say that even though... I'm not saying that that's where he could, but to talk about aliyahs, that I'm raffling off an aliyah by a gairul, might only have to do with mekach memke. And the truth is here, the gairul, yeah, has nothing to do with Midah Mishkel, and Afal Pekin, it's also. You see if it has to do with Mecha Chumemke more.
If it's Mecha Chumemke, why is it also? Like that for
Lidvar Mitzvah. So that,
we do
can I show you something? Can I show you something? This is the main kash I have on the whole thing. Here. It's Sarachin. Lachayra Limker Vadi Mutter. It's Mutter on Shabbos to Mecha Lidvar Mitzvah. We do it. What's he talking about?
The what?
Gairul's Aser.
To directly sell Aliyahs, you're allowed to do. So you're allowed to do Mecha Chumemke.
This is a kasha.
But you can't do a girl out of
all my life, I've asked this kasha. I certain kasha I walk around, they're home runs. These are home run kashas. This is a home run kasha. Really? How could they ask a girl out of Mecha Chumemke? Mecha Chumemke of Aliyahs Mutar Shabbos. You just said it. You just learned. Al Tzmido Mishkel, it's not a problem. Gairul's Aser. But Alts Mecha Chumemke.
Where does it say that? Where does it say that?
The whole problem
is Mecha. It's only on Shabbos.
Read it.
It's
closer to Shabbos.
You're allowed to sell Aliyahs. It's only on Shabbos he's talking about. And I'm going to be matter it also.
So what? Where does it say the problem with
Kuvya
is on Shabbos?
Where is it? The closer came to Shabbos, the Kuvya Darmi Lemecha
Chumemke. And before that he says it's Aser on Chayil.
What do you want from my life? Tell me what you want me to tell. It's Aser on Chayil. And the answer is you're allowed to sell aliyahs on chayil. So leave me alone.
Not the kuvya.
I'm talking about gairul.
So gairul's kuvya. There's two problems of gairul on Shabbos. One is kuvya, and one is even if you're gonna whatever kuvya on chayil and kuvya on Shabbos.
So
is another problem.
Now, if you have the problem of midah mishkel, this shaykh to midah mishkel.
Where do we have midah mishkel and kuvya? So we're talking the Mishnah Berurah. How does the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah says kuvya is aser on chayil or Shabbos.
Okay.
So it's us, so what's the difference?
And the answer is, Ukal Shkein B'Shabbos, Kubi is a problem.
Because
I'm asking you, but the Gairul problem of Midah Mishkel you have? Is there a problem
on
of Midah Mishkel?
No.
On Shabbos, are you going to weigh something or measure something by the Aliyahs?
There's three problems.
Well, the problem is
Shabbos.
It's not
the
Kubi.
So let's start again. This is, I started the shiur with this. Is it about Midah Mishkel? Is it about a Takana's Gairul? Brisk, it has to be Gairul no matter what. Good. So
that's what it says. The Mishnah Berurah says that. Gairul has two problems. Is a problem.
So you know who said that? Me. That's the point of the shiur. The point of the shiur, I started off saying that the Agdar is brisk. Gairul.
No, it's not brisk. It's the Mishnah Berurah says it. The Mishnah Berurah says right before the Kulshkin. He says it's Bechayil.
No. That's Kuvya. We're saying Gairul now. Even if at the end of the day, it
doesn't
do it, we do Mishkel. So
either the Pshat is because of Mecha Chumemke, which is what you wanted to come and say. But then I have a problem because even here Mekach Memkis Mutter. And the Torah says Gairel is didn't for Gairel or Shem Gairel. That's it. They asked for Gairel.
Why would Gairel be Asa B'chayel? Why would the Mishabur say Gairel is Asa B'chayel?
It's like, listen to me.
No, simple. Shulchan Aruch says it's Asa B'chayel.
Okay, I just want you to repeat after me. I began the shir that Gairel might be a problem because of either Midah Mishka, what it says, or because of Nesach B'kuvya and Mekach Memker.
No,
there's nothing. There's nothing to argue. That's what it says. There's nothing to argue. That's what it says.
Of course there is. Who said Kuvya's Mekach Memker?
Are you happy to say it's two problems?
What? Kuvya?
How much problems do you want to say
Kuvya
it is?
Is two Three. Issues
Four.
In Kuvya.
Why
four? There's two things in Kuvya.
You had his one, gambling.
See, whatever you want to say, there's two things in Kuvya. Fine. Is that what you're happy with? Yeah. Fine. Both things don't apply by Aliyahs.
Even if none of them work,
because A, you're not measuring anything by an Aliyah, and B, it's mutter to sell an Aliyah. So there's nothing. There's nothing. You can't argue on the first A plus B equals C. Whatever it is. That's a different problem. You're not allowed to do Kuvya on a weekday. But on Yontif, you're allowed to do this. So don't hack me at chiding about Kuvya. This is mutter. You're allowed to do this. You're allowed to make Goyrolis. For Aliyahs, period. So and even on Yontif. Correct, even on Yontif. That's the next one.
No, because selling Aliyahs is not the type of kuvya that you're not allowed to do during the week.
So then it's not a problem like a Chumemka on Shabbos either. That's Rebbe's kasha.
That's my kasha. That's what I'm trying to prove to you. Who's that?
You don't understand what they're saying, but...
No, it is. How can it be a problem if it's not Mekach Memka? There's no Mekach Memka.
No, I said it's not Mekach Memka.
That's not what he's saying.
If it's not kuvya, it's not Mekach Memka.
Not true, because the kuvya that's also is gambling. This is straight Mekach Memka.
What are you asking? It should be also about stop gambling?
Not gambling.
No, but it's mutter. You see clearly on Yontif it's mutter. And Kolshkin Achoyl. The next halach tells me on Yontif you're allowed to do this. So you're allowed to do it. So it's not a Mesach B'kuvya, the Issa Drabon Mesach. It's not
Gzei. Gambling.
It's not gambling. You have two problems. You can have one problem that A, maybe you Mida. And the second problem is maybe that you're Mekach Memka. But both of them are mutters. What's it talk about? How could there be an issa here? And the teretz is a naya halacha. There's an issa gairel. That's it. They ask a gairel. Period. End of story. That's what you see. And that's why I told you brisk is daf melern. They ask a gairel. That's how it began this year. And it comes from this plus this equals the issa. That it has to be gairel. Because mida is not shaykh. Mekach Memka is not shaykh. Huh?
Whatever it is, it's mutter.
And the truth is, you should really look it up. In Chayshe Mishpat, Rama says clearly that this is nothing. This is all mutter. This is not Mesach B'Kuvya. Chayshe Mishpat, Simirei Zayin, see if you gimel is clear. And Ayitachin, Pella. Another bomb kasha. Ayitachin that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. He makes it sound like there's a problem of Kuvya. It's not true. It's just not a true statement. We don't pass anything.
In order to be Kuvya,
nothing, it has to be real gambling, where it's a smach lekanya, take a loss, it has to be a serious thing. It's not Mesach B'Kuvya. Mesach B'Kuvya. Okay, now let's just talk one more nekuda, and then we'll get into the sugya of the raffling things off on Shabbos. So by Aliyahs, what's the halacha? Shabbos, it's Aser, right? And on Yontif, right, let's go to the next halacha, on Yontif, it becomes Mutter, right? Well, Yontif, Mashmug, and Avram, the Shari B'Eifin, say, you're allowed to do it, right? Good? Okay. Lamaisa, you look at the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Vav Sivkat Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. He asks an interesting ha'ara. I mean, excuse me. He says an interesting halacha. Are you allowed to sell aliyahs on Shabbos? Chayritz Mekach Memka. Mishnah Berurah, Shin Vav. Shin Vav Sivkat Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. Are you allowed to sell aliyahs on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Some say no, and some say yeah. And Lamaisa, you shouldn't be meichet to those that say that you can do it. Go ahead. Which is mashma subsistical b'di'evedik. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Shinvav. No. Yeah, but that's bluff or whatever. It's joke.
Thousand.
Everything's toasting. Go ahead. No. Come on. Shinva. I gotta finish by 1:45. Let's go.
Israel and Ribbon Hill
is
also
tasting. But literally tasting.
Shinvav,
Sivkan, Lamed Beis, and Lamed Gimel. I think it's Lamed Gimel for the mistake. I wrote it Lamed Beis, but I think it's
Lamed Gimel. Looks like it's Zakam.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is a lot of within Achrazes Mitzvah.
Oh, Achrazes Mitzvah, that's what he's referring to. Achrazes Mitzvah based on Knesset, yeah?
Yes, I assume, yes, my team. Why is I asking
Oh, so it's not so pushy, but if those that do it, ain't limchas biyadim. Okay. You look at Darach HaShulchan, he's a little more positive about it, not just ain't limchas, meaning he's all toirihu, and he's very stark. Right here, it's in Sif Tezvav, the Archa Shulchan. I gotta look it up. It's a very nice, beautiful Archa Shulchan. Oh, so that's different, right? Right, because there you're selling the seat, so it's a little bit worse.
Okay,
so how about on Yontif? On Yontif, Hagrol is mashma that it's mutter, right? So I don't chop this. I don't see it. If selling the Aliyas is mutter on Shabbos, so how could Hagrol even be a story, right? Okay. What about to take out from this? Stam, I want to give a matana a sefer. Right? I want to give a sefer. And I want to raffle it off. And that's the case of Avos Habanim. In my days, we used to call it Pirche. Today, it's called Avos Habanim. Fine. Change. You know why? In my day, the Pesha was the father went to sleep. And the point of the Pirche was to get the kid out of the house. Today, Ma'al Gvav Flumet, B'nei Teirem, Talsa, Avos Habanim, Shlep the Tata. Tata gate the pirche. Other than pshat is could be the tata dav the pirche as even the kid. The same child as the father is the child. So they both have pirche. So they're going to raffle off things to the father. Okay, Uncle Panim. So if you want to raffle off at the end of Avos Habanim, okay, we're raffling off Avni Meluyim, Akhtoyz, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So there was a tumble in Queens about it in the good old days. What? The what? Yeah. Good. So the Avos Habanim. So what's the halacha? Now, Lechaira, we just learned that Hagrala would be Osir.
The Kalpi is Mamish.
So maybe it's Dafka the Kalpi.
I mean, they put their tickets in.
So they do put the tickets in, yeah? Okay, so what about on Yontav it's Mutter, on Shabbos it's Osir? Efsha? I would say something else.
This is not even Aliyas.
Now you're hitting where I'm going at. Look at the Sharetzin that wants to be mechala between Aliyas and the Mug and in the Magen Avram of Shchita. He says Shchita is a little different. Why? Sharetzin oy Steve Cotton Chavdalit. Ayin Shom Dvarav. Okay. Yeah. The Gamze loy Ovin. You hear the Dilma Rakal Achilas Basa Kachim She Mitzvah Sasei Gemurah Tiro. Here, by us. Chavdala by us. Maybe by Kachim they will matter it.
Who? Halakadosh,
right? You have it?
Chalashim's
weak, but it's something else. She Tiro Latal Chalashim Halakadosh means it's ballots. Chalashim are ballots. Ballots. Who gets the Shechit? Chalashim are ballots. You know why it's called Chalashim? The word Chalash is a secret ballot. It's a lashon of Harashim, huh?
Whisper.
The Chatim Machlish. It's secret ballot. Chalashim. Okay, go ahead. Right, so maybe Dafka Chilas Basa. So, Mashenkin Aliyah, who says it's a Dvar Mitzvah? So, Abay said, let's make the Cheshbon, yeah? This is even less than that. What's a Dvar Mitzvah that you're going to give out a Sefer? So that's also Nichlan Dvar Mitzvah. Who said?
Oh, the Dvar Mitzvah is getting the kid to come.
The Dvar Mitzvah is the Hasmah to get the kid to come. So you would compare it to an Aliyah. It's just like an Aliyah, huh? Yeah, just like an Aliyah. Aliyah L'Tayra. Okay. Let me ask you a different Shaila. Maybe the Aliyah is better because it's not a Chayfetz. Remember by Mecca Chumemke, we said where it's a Chayfetz, it's much worse. And over here, you're doing a Goyrol with a Chayfetz. It's more Daimel in Mecca Chumemke. Yeah, you like it. It's a good svar, huh? You want to know something? The truth is, if you paid a close attention to the Mishnah Berurah, you would have seen this in the Mishnah Berurah itself. Lahatl Geirel. Are you following me? It's a gewaldige Teire. It's a gewaldige Sache.
It's a gewaldige Sache.
What did you just say? What did you say? By what? Lahatl Geirel. That's it. It's Nichol on the Mishnah Berurah here. Lahatl Geirel. What does he say? Ulahatl Hainu Imhu Lechalik Ezadov of Asr. I feel Makam Lasui Avalahatl Geirel, Miyayme Kaddish, Miyayle Toyru Shari. What is he trying to say? It's not a Chayfetz. That's why I held the Mishnah Berurah means. Mishnah Berurah means it's not a Chayfetz. It's a much better thing when it's not a Chayfetz. So when I give a Geirel, even if I want to tie it into Dvar Mitzvah, it should be awesome. So, Lechatchila, Chab Gishin, Zayn awesome. Yeah, you hear the Mishnah Berurah says that Aliyah, it's less. You're going to come and say, but me Zayrik, me Sheikhet. A, that's not a chayfetz, and B, it's a mitzvah saseh, the sharetzin, it's a derais of us, and the beis hamikdash, ain't shvus b'mikdash, it's much more serious.
Selling aliyah is more diamond than that?
Selling aliyah is more diamond to what?
To the case of
a chayfetz. That's what I'm telling you. So just because we're going to have a heter of dvar mitzvah, to be matter it, first of all, you see that Gar was also on Shabbos, even for a chayfetz, even Mishmur is answering the gairul, only on Yontav he's matrit, and kolskein, when it's just a matana. Okay, so the lechatchila I thought results asif. Then I did a little research in the tshuvas. Let me tell you what I came up then. There's an interesting marshal in Beya, Perikei, Simil Ches, that he says you're allowed to sell the mitzvahs because it's not a chayfetz mesuyim. Because what are you donating already? He's bothered by the donation. What are you giving? He's not bothered so much the aliyah that you bought. What you're promising to give. He says, so that's promising to give. It's not a davar mesuyim. Makdish b'shabbos is also. He tells it to makdish b'shabbos. And I'll be makdish a chavis to base a mikdash a shabbos. So that's because I'm giving a chayfet. So you see the nusach of be'en. I'm making an appeal.
You're just
saying, I'm making an appeal. I'm mischayev myself. Some schum geld. It's not something which is more, which is not my mashistik. But even that, the marshal says bedoichik makom lahatir. Otherwise, he says it's not so posh to make an appeal on Shabbos. The tanish machik can appeal on Shabbos. Running the shuls out of business. So there's a tesanta ramah in Dakimaisha. The ramah is over here too in Sivov. He says, how do you ever menada when you come to the Sefer Torah? How do you ever menada the money? So he says, if you're not menada a certain amount, it's good because it's only behira belave, and you say you're going to give, so you're not being makdish a dog mesuyim.
You better say matana
blu. Ah, so what do? You know, it's interesting how you came punkfetz. You want to know something?
People did it because they don't want everybody to know how much they give.
Hadebish the fifth of welt, huh? So I ran you out of business, so what are you going to do? So the truth.
Not everybody's in my company.
Hey, because you're in the West Gate. That's because they don't, right. Matana means I came to shul. That's the matana. I came to your shul, and you look at that as the matana. Or also, they didn't think shiite. Shiite thinks they think that the shul is going to give them. They didn't have the word yite means. Well, shiite matana, they always think it's the other way around. All right. Akalpanim, yatatbeisai. The Ramah says, Afal pikein megmin afilu zogin a price. Accumulation. Why? It's menadrinal at stocker. You're allowed to give for stocker. Good. So what's the cloud menadrinal at stocker? What's that? So Teretz is any dvar mitzvah. Huh? You don't have to come and say aliyahs and zachin. Any dvar mitzvah, menadrinal at stocker. Memegton dvar mitzvah, mekechumemka on Shabbos. Right? So how far do you want to take it? So I had a very interesting chassam sefer. You want to give it? There's something called the Doroin drasha of a bar mitzvah. Does anybody know what Doron drasha means? Anyone doesn't know. You want to know something? That we lost the language of the poskim. When you say a Doron, when you give a present to a bar mitzvah, what's it called? It's called a Doron drasha. That's what it's called.
He said a nice drasha.
He said a nice drasha, gets a present. That's actually what it is, okay? It's called a And when the Rav said a good drasha, then we gave that present. See, today the president, they listen to him. They tie now, I did you a big toy vice, I listen to you. But in the olden days, they used to give a Doron drasha to the Rav. So Shai was like, you're allowed to give the Doron drasha on Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer, Avada, it's Marbe Chasmode, mit Chivuv Mitzvah. Let's take out the Chassam Sofer and Lenin in the Vainik. Okay? Take out the Chassam Sofer, Shin Vav, here, on that halacha. He says, Gevaldi, since it's Gebring Chivuv Mitzvah, the Rav Gesagt, I got the Drasha, mentioned, maybe the people are going to want to become a Rav, and Zog Drasha is Ma Beteira, see Gevaldi. So with this Chassam Sofer, you can come and be Mekel, you hear? To give at the end of Avos Subanim, to give. It's, you don't have to look, it's a Shulchan Aruch. It's on the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch. Hagoy Chassam Sofer, no? So if someone wants to give avos abanim a sefer nacht bar mitzvah, nacht the mitzvah mitzvah, the okay. So I said this here. No, the gemara ain't kanoi over there. Yeshiva guy came to me in Queens. What geschrien, gequitschet, mechtesa daran mit harav, mit a meisa, mit a zach, mit a dasa, mechtesa. Okay, so Abay say the schide is good for ich. In schide shal valich. In schide is steht klar. Me meg geben a ingale a present on Shabbos. In the shul, me meg geben matonis fa inyonim of teire a sefer, because it is chsam sefer. Take the fun of something. You're looking the tour, you're not looking the shul.
After the
is okay, so then it's okay. Mechamemke is okay, it's mitzvah, it's alts mutter. These achens. You want to say maybe Goyrul's a little different because it has nothing to do with Mechamemke, that's the only problem. If you learn this, not about Mechamemke, but it's the same drabonans, what's the difference?
No, because it's
Misachi Bekuvia. Lazet made my cup say, no, Misachi made Nishma Deitarava and made Misachi Bekuvia and Deitarava cup veg in the Kubia.
Misachi.
Oh,
the
chef
Gezel,
they give up money for betting.
Today she is a diamond. This year was a diamond. It was a diamond today, she? No, that day I'm
sorry. I'll be the first one to give Garden.
That was the marshal. I ended off with Darren Drush.
You passed on the hat.
Daila Hakima Beremiza. Mati, you can give us a yeshiva shemayr if you know what it is. You do know, I'm not Mekabel. No, Teda Dik! Yeshiva is the wrong word. Teda Dik! Teda Dik!
Are you allowed to have the raffle?
Mati, we love you. Go give a beautiful show.
Yeshiva Sabonim, would you be allowed to do the raffle?
Yes! Do it! Do the raffle.
Did we get a new sign or is that always there?
It's a new sign.
Who made it?
You go.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Even on Shabbos, it's awesome. During the Seruchim, you'll stomp a nukzer. You might come to do Kuvyan in the weekdays with others, which means you'll do the Isser. Shabbos is also Al Tzal Tzachayel.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. You're saying you might come to Seruchim to do Pesach and Kuvyan.
On Shabbos, there's two problems. On the weekday, it's one problem.
Right, then. You're saying that maybe you might come to do even a weekday
Kuvyan.
That's what you're reading in the Mishnah.
You're going to get around the school. The kids will run around the school.
He's trying to say that even regular kubyu with the balabas
so
should be off.
It's two.
You have to stop. You have to
I mean, the problem of goyim and chayim is
good enough. The
problem of goyim and chayim is
shluch.
Right.
Yeah.
On Shabbos, it's not
going to work.
Okay.
Good. Gevaldik. Beautiful. Okay. In a rush, okay. Huh? Yeah, still go. You know, Martha, your Meyer have got into the shit, so we'll always have you.